In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello, and welcome to this edition of News. My name is Shahram Jadidi, and those were the headlines. Iranian President Ahmadinejad stated on Wednesday that the Islamic Republic welcomes talks with the United States should the American president prove to be honest in extending its hand towards Iran. Speaking to a large gathering of people in the central city of Isfahan, the president said the Iranian nation welcomes a hand extended to it should it really and truly be based on honesty, justice, and respect. However, he said, if the extended hand is honest in appearance but contains no true honesty, it will meet the same response the Iranian nation gave to Bush, the former U.S. president. Ahmadinejad said, if you're talking of change, go on. Change your method, your literature, and the path towards Iran. President Ahmadinejad's comments came after U.S. President Obama said his administration is looking for opportunities to engage Iran and pledged to rethink Washington's relationship with Tehran. Elsewhere in his address, President Ahmadinejad reiterated the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program. Referring to recent remarks made by President Obama over Iran's right to peaceful nuclear technology, President Ahmadinejad said, recently, President Obama said that Iran can have nuclear technology for peaceful purposes, but does not have the right to have a bomb. President Ahmadinejad noted that the Iranian nation was never seeking a bomb, as the era of bombs and armies is over. President Ahmadinejad will also announce Iran's mastery of the nuclear fuel production process on Thursday. Now, as the country prepares to celebrate the National Nuclear Day, President Ahmadinejad is expected to inaugurate a fuel manufacturing plant, or FMP, in Isfahan. The FMP in Isfahan will convert enriched uranium hexafluoride into uranium dioxide, or UO2 powder, which will later be processed into pellet form. Now, the pellets will then be stacked into tubes of corrosion-resistant metal alloy called fuel rods. The finished fuel rods will then be assembled together to build up the nuclear fuel core of a power reactor. The so-called 5+1 group of countries said on Wednesday they would invite Iran for talks to seek a diplomatic solution to the dispute over its nuclear program. After talks in London, the United States, Russia, China, France, Germany, and Britain said in a statement they would ask EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana to invite Tehran to a meeting to find a diplomatic solution to this critical issue. The statement said, we strongly urge Iran to take advantage of this opportunity to engage seriously with all of us in a spirit of mutual respect. The 5+1 group once again repeated its outdated threat of more sanctions against Iran. Iran's foreign minister Mottaki said on Wednesday that the country is now celebrating the post-nuclear era. Mottaki made the remark at a joint news conference with the visiting Syrian Foreign Minister Valid al-Mualem in Tehran. Mottaki stressed that today all countries across the world should be encouraged to use peaceful nuclear energy. He further called on all states to step up efforts to help build a world free of nuclear weapons. For his part, the Syrian Foreign Minister described Tehran-Damascus ties as strategic and reaffirmed Iran's right to enrich uranium based on the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT. Al-Mualem also underlined Iran's key role in establishing peace and security in the region. He said Tehran's spiritual support for Iraq, Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Palestine proved Iran's effective policy in the international arena. And Iran's deputy oil minister says the country is ready to invite U.S. companies for investment in its oil projects. Noghrekar Shirazi said on Wednesday that the National Iranian Oil Company has never deprived any U.S. companies from investing, adding it is the U.S. government that has deprived its companies from Iranian projects. He said if Iran's conditions and the country's regulations on oil agreements are accepted by various Western and Asian companies, Tehran is ready for negotiations. The official also referred to Iran and Oman's growing ties in the fields of oil, liquefied natural gas, or LNG, and downstream industries. He said the two sides are going to boost these ties in the near future. He also said Iran plans to develop cooperation with the African and Latin American states in the fields of oil and gas. Now, obesity is growing in Iran at an alarming rate. We have more on this and other pieces of news and breaking.